Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the fourth Sunday of Advent. The theme is courage. Humanity needed a lot of it at Christianity's dawning. We in the 21st century can relate to the man we now know as St. Luke, who, as a boy, surrounded by poor and hopeless souls, felt the calling of an unknown God, leading him to become a man of medicine. According to Taylor Caldwell's novelization of this saint's life, Dear and Glorious Physician, Lucanus started to know the unknown God through the traditions of the many faiths surrounding him as he grew. Yet when he prayed, the boy instinctively called this God Father. This is the same kind of intimacy Mother Teresa of Calcutta, one of the 20th century's great saints, felt while she served the poorest of the poor, just as Lucanus did throughout his ministry as medicine man and man of God. She knew this unknown God as all of humanity is invited to know him this fourth Sunday in Advent. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel can be a mission field that beckons your service in several ways. From abroad, as it did for St. Luke and Mother Teresa, from your own backyard, or from within your home's four walls. Wherever you find your mission field is God's kingdom. Serving in each one requires a courage that's freely given for as long as it's needed. But that courage has been supported throughout our faith's history, as Sunday's readings indicate, starting with the reassurance the prophet Isaiah gave Judah's King Ahaz, from Isaiah chapter 7. Quote, Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. Unquote. Paul gives the Romans the same assurance about King David's descendant that Isaiah and all the prophets gave people in their own mission fields, that God would be among them and known by a memorable name. Quote, To all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Unquote. That was from Romans chapter 1. Joseph, Jesus' own earthly father, needed the same reassurance earthly kings and peasants received through the unknown gods, prophets, and angels. Quote, Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Unquote. That was from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. It is at that point the unknown God received a name that would fertilize mission fields, starting in the home of that holy family and expanding throughout earthly kingdoms among people responding to that name. The advent of each mission, great and small, begins as a calling linked to the gifts God gives each of us. We close with the calling St. Luke received, as imagined by Taylor Caldwell's novel, but known to happen in real life among saints in training, as famous as you and I, and famous as Mother Teresa. At the point of young Luke's calling, his Roman master, Diodorus, asked the boy, What are your desires? To find the unknown God, master, and to serve him, and in his name to serve man. I can best serve man as a physician, which is my dear desire. Knowing the cost of attending the medical school in Alexandria, Lucanus is nevertheless confident the unknown God will provide. So, this unknown God is also a banker? Diodorus asks. Will he also require interest? Most certainly, the boy responds. My whole life. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.